Hello, hello, and welcome to the first official episode of the Prepare for Landon podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Landon, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I decided to start one, getting to talk to some friends and have some interesting conversations, and I look forward to having a lot more and meeting a lot more people and, I don't know, maybe experiencing something new. But this first episode, none of these were... They were all recorded at separate times, and they're not being released in the same order. So this is not the first one I recorded, but it's the first one I'm going to put out. And I enjoyed it. I loved catching up with this dude, Aldo Revive, Aldo Escobedo. I hope I said that right. We talked about music, being in the band together, his line of work, his family band, and our... hate for the sun. So I hope you enjoy it. It was a lot of fun, and here we go.
Wow, dude!
I don't know, man.
Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house.
What are we talking about?
What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
All right. How you doing, man?
Aha, what's good, cuz?
Aldo Revive.
The one and only.
The one and only.
Player partner.
What's new, man? What are you doing? How's your quarantine been?
I've been nonstop, dude. Just, I haven't slowed down.
No?
Nah, dude.
Yeah, I see you working on your music every single day.
I've been cooking up every single day, low-key, hella sessions. I thought I got the Rona. I went to go get checked.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It was bad, dude. I was really
What'd you feel?
So, I worked all day. I went to a session. And that session, I had, like, 10 people in. And you know my studio is, like, really small.
Yeah, yeah.
I had, like, 10 dudes in there. Like, 10 motherfuckers. And then, like, around, like, 12:30, I started feeling, like, low-key shit. And then they left around 2. I went home. And on the drive home, dude, I was, like, seeing blurry. Like, I was cold. And I was hot, dude. Like, my body was shaking.
Oh, jeez.
And I was like, dude, I got this shit. And then...
This is while you were driving?
Yeah. Oh. And then that night, dude, like, I was bad. I was just, like, had a fever. And it was, like...
You ever had to, like, hold in a big shit? And you have, like, a drive home? Like, and you don't want to stop? Maybe you're, like... half hour away, but that half hour is a killer. I can only imagine what you were feeling with the corona.
But it wasn't Rona, though.
Yeah, I know.
So, next day I wake up, and I'm like, I feel kind of fine. But then, like, I had been smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't usually smoke. So, like, my breathing was off. I tell my mom, she's like, you gotta go to the hospital. So.
Did you feel like your chest was heavy? Like, maybe it was, like, weighted...
Yeah, a little bit, and that's what scared me because I was like, "Oh shit!" So, like an asshole, I go to the ER,
mm-hmm.
and then they put me like in a tent. They don't even let me inside; they just threw me in the tent. So I'm in this tent outside, and then these fucking doctors come out like full like face like, you know, like they come out like checking me like with the light and shit, and they're like well, like your symptoms and like, and then they like I told them everything, dude, like all that, you know. And yeah, like
dude, they did that same thing to one of the roommates.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
he had the
like
runner.
They like walked him through, like they all like yeah. four people or something like that, and sat him down in the chair, like through a window. They talked to him, like he was like, "What in the world?"
And then they stick this fucking long ass Q-tip up your nose, yep. And oh my god, I cried a little bit.
Well, yeah,
I should have hurt like
there,
a bit.
There's something in the nose, I believe, that like. It's like connected to the tear ducts or something, and mm-hmm. it like makes you cry when you like kind of pinch that nerve. Like that's what happened when I got my nose pierced. Like of course, like just, and he told me like mm-hmm. it's normal. It's just like kind of an automatic thing. It just triggers and you start crying.
Oh, damn.
But dude, yeah, that does not sound pleasant at all.
Anyways, about 2 weeks later, I get a bill for $1,700.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay that shit.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, that was me with the Rona.
With the Rona? That's crazy.
Cooking up, just turning up, dude. I haven't stopped, like.
No, every day.
Every day, dude.
Every day.
Every day.
Well, what are you working on? Where can people find your music?
Everywhere, dude.
Everywhere.
All platforms.
YouTube, Spotify.
No, I'm not. Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes for sure. I gotta like
Aldo Revive.
Yeah, I gotta get some artwork so I can upload. Like, I need to get the artwork so it fits like the, you know, the YouTube rectangle.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
So I gotta get that, and then, I'm done with SoundCloud. Like, I think that shit's so ghetto. Like,
I mean, that's what you started doing, right?
Yeah, it's not that it's ghetto. It's just like there's just a lot of shit people on SoundCloud, and like, yeah. I don't want to be labeled, even though like I joke and say I'm straight SoundCloud. Like, I don't want to be SoundCloud.
I mean, there's people like Lil Peep that like got famous off of SoundCloud and everything, but like, there's also plenty of just Joe Schmo next door fucking rapping in his mom's basement.
Like, yeah, I'm in that category. If I was like Lil, if I was like. No, but I'm in, like, the shit category. And, like, I don't know. I probably got, like, maybe 2 plays anyway, so it doesn't really matter anyway, so. But, yeah.
Hell yeah, man. And the band just released a new song, huh?
Dude, I was getting DMs like, what's up with you and Josh? What happened? And I'm like, nothing, dude. Like,
what makes me laugh is some people still are like, wait.
He's not in
like
the band.
He's not there. I'm like, dude, where have you been, man? But yeah, the song's dope. You should go check it out. Redeem Revive somehow. Music videos on YouTube, Spotify, all that jazz. But yeah, man, video came out good too.
Thanks.
What happened with all that though?
So I was about to go into it. I found no. I gotta watch what I say.
No. This is podcast. This is a podcast world. It's totally different.
Oh, shit.
You can say just about whatever, but, I mean.
Oh, shit. You might burn me out hard. Nah, so we shot it with Max.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left for
Who's Europe. Max?
Huh?
Who's Max?
You know, Max.
The merch guy?
Yeah. Well,
the homie?
What's his name on,
Maxi Poo says?
Maxi Poo.
Yeah. On his Instagram or something? Yeah.
I love Max. We did it with him first.
Yeah.
And then it was done right. But we did the tour. And I just wasn't feeling the two vocalist thing anymore, dude. And even when you were in the band, I was like low-key like done with that shit. Like, and like, like, I remember back in the day, I think I even talked to you about it. Like, I was like, maybe I should just play drums and you just front the whole bitch, you know? Because, mm-hmm. like, I was so done with that two vocalist thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, Shane was trying to push on, like, you guys should, you know, keep that going. But I just really didn't want to. Because, mm-hmm. like, low-key just been done with that. And, like, with just, like, being labeled as, like, a metal band, like... Like, I've kind of been, like, low-key kind of done with metal for a little bit, and I just wanted to do something. I love metal and I love rock, but I just wanted to do, like, a fresh twist to it. So, it was just better, just one vocalist.
Yeah.
And it really sucked.
It looks better, too. Like, I mean, it was a phase during, like, you know, 2010, 2012, all that, but I think that phase is long gone now, and we need just one vocalist bands again.
Yeah, it really sucked, because Max, I feel bad for, like, with Max, like, fuck, because he went on tour, and he, like, bought flies and shit, so I low-key felt, like, really bad, like, I felt like a dick, but...
I mean, I'm sure it was, like, an experience that he would want to have anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, touring across country is awesome, but, like, other continents and everything, like, dude, that's crazy. Especially, like, I mean, Max didn't write any of the songs or anything, but I know he had a passion for them. And so, like, him getting to sing those songs and having, like, people in a different continent, like, know the words and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was dope, but yeah, I was just done with that two vocalist thing. Like,
yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah, so came back. So I had to like reshoot the video again. Like, I think I almost left that shirt in the hotel room, and I'm so glad I remembered. I went back for it because, like, I got that shirt at H&M, and, like, they don't have it anymore. So I was like, fuck, you know, because you got to keep it consistent, otherwise it's going to look off.
Yeah. Like
yeah, so that video was shot, like the first part was shot, like I'm like, 1 month, and, like, 3 months later, like, we shot the second part. But, yeah, dude.
Man, this band's been crazy. I've been wondering, what do you actually call what you do for work? Like, what's the title, I guess? I know you're a contractor, but...
Tree service, bro.
Just tree service? Like, that's simple trees. As that? A tree barber?
Yeah. There's a company called the Tree Barber, right?
Of course. Yeah. No, are they the rivals?
Oh, there's so many ops, dude. There's so many ops, dude. I hate them all, dude. Like,
I love your Instagram stories when you're like... how I'll dispose of your dead body part.
Oh, one. Yeah, I'm gonna dispose it, put it in the chipper, like, yeah.
Put the wood in the chipper,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, like, dude, I low-key fucking hate all these companies, dude. They're all roaches, dude. They're leeches. I hate them all. Like, whenever I see them, I'm like, like on the freeways, I'm like, like, you know, I kind of like, I kind of want to, you know, God. I fucking hate them, dude. Like,
why?
Because they're just like...
What do they leech?
They just like underbid the shit out of you, you know? Oh, really? I'll be like, I'll do a job for $1,500. Oh, well, I'll do it for $1,200. And then some other dude will, I'll do it for $1,000. And then before you know it, the job's at $700. And then client hits you up and be like, yo, I got this bid for $700. I was like, dude, what the fuck? You know, like...
You're going to get a shit job done.
It's shot, dude. Yeah. It's shot. But, you know, that's just like, I'm always on my toes. I wake up, my phone starts to blow up like at 5:30, 6 in the morning. It's blowing up. And then I just gotta, like, it's all day. It's, and that shit's, like, every day. I'm always gotta be like, well, like, what did he, like, what price did he give you, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, they gave me $100. Oh, fuck those fools, you know? Like, I gotta, like, compete. It's competitive. Always on my toes.
That's crazy. You ever have, like, classic movie brawls? Where, like, you guys run into each other, like, your company and their company?
Yeah, there's been times where we'll be, like, on the same street, and then it's, like, my company is on this side.
You're kind of like, that side. It's like, yo, and check yourself.
Yeah, and I'm just like, these bitches, you know? Like, and it's like, the same, like, I don't know, like, tension.
It reminds me of that fight scene in Anchorman, when all the different news stations meet up with each other. Have you seen that?
A long time ago.
Dude, movie's good.
Yeah.
What, tree service? How'd you even get into that? Because I know you have a family band that we'll get to, but
oh god.
But is the job family oriented as well or?
So when I got out of high school, I went to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to college.
Went to Kunk.
I went for 2 weeks and I was like, fuck this. I left.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, well, what are you gonna do? And I'm like, I'm gonna get signed. I'm gonna go tour, you know, like stupid idiot, you know? And he's like, well, you got to work. And I'm like, okay. And he had been doing it for years at that point. And, I mean, when I was younger, like, I'd go and I'd, like, help him out at, like, different sites and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at the time, he was working with a company that had the contract at Camp Pendleton and, like, the five, like, that area.
Mm-hmm.
So... When I was like when I turned 18, I just started working at Camp Pendleton, like doing all that stuff. And then eventually, like, they lost that contract. And then my dad was like, well, what are we going to do? And I was like, well, I don't know. You tell me. He's like, we got to branch out. And I'm like, let's do it. And then I just learned the trade and then got the license. Just been contracting jobs ever since, you know. But it was so steady, like that first year and a half, dude. I was so broke, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, dirt fucking poor, because like the little money that I made had to go into investing into like equipment and stuff like that, and that shit's not cheap. And
how long were you working there by the time I met you? It was like around 2012.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I know, I was still in Camp Pendleton. I was still,
and that was within the first year and a half, or
yeah, like the first year and a half. Yeah, I was working in Camp Pendleton doing that tree service shit. And then did like residential stuff after with my dad, just like small time stuff. But then like we're like, all right, we're gonna get serious, and then you know, we got our license, and then just been contracting ever since. And
do you enjoy what you do?
I do. Like, I do when I don't. Like, there's days like today, like, that suck. And, like, sometimes, like, it depends. Like, when I hate Temecula. I'm sorry. I hate having jobs in Temecula. Like, that shit sucks. Or Escondido.
Like, right on the 215 freeway.
And, like, I was thinking about this because, like, one of my homies was like, dude, you're so fucking bitter. Like, because I don't like to hike. I don't like to go to the beach. I don't like to do any of that shit. And they're like, dude, you're just fucking bitter, dude. Like,
dude, you're working your ass off.
I don't know what's wrong with you. And I'm like, okay, well, yes, okay. But think about this, though. Like, I'm outside every single fucking day.
Yeah.
You're inside in AC and shit. Yeah, you don't see outside. But, dude, like, hiking, I literally hike every single fucking day. Yeah. I have picnics every single fucking day. Like, it's like that shit. Like, on my day off, dude, I don't want to go to the beach. Why the fuck would I want to go hiking on my day off, you know?
Yeah.
And be in the sun. Like, no, I want to be indoors next to the AC watching TV or something, you know? Like, I don't want to see the sun on my day off.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, the sun sucks. If you like the sun, you're a crazy person. Yeah.
And then summer's coming. Oh, I fucking despise summer. I hate summer.
Oh, same.
But Loki, yeah, I'm a big baby. I'm like really bitter. Like, I hate most things that people enjoy. Like, I don't know why, dude. I'm just, like, wired.
It just happens when you get older.
Yeah. It's life, dude.
That's life. What would you want to do? Because you kind of fell into that job. And, like, you just kind of got stuck in a sense. But, like, you weren't, like, upset necessarily that was the case. But, like, what would you rather, like, want to do?
I thought I wanted to be an engineer and be at the studio all the time.
Yeah?
But now that I'm at the studio all the time, it's like, fuck.
Imagine.
Sucks, dude. When it's like 2 a.m, you're like, I just want to go home. And then some dude, like,
it's 2 a.m.
It's just like, sucks. And you're just like, fuck, dude.
It's 2 a.m.
Like,
this guy can't sing to save his life.
He can't rap a bar. Oh, my God, dude. That's the worst.
That's like, awesome.
But I got really good at flex pitching because of that.
Like, what's that?
So, like, when people can't sing, I have like a little technique that I do that I learned from Errol, where like I'll have them sing like as best as they can, and I'll get the closest one that kind of sounds okay.
Yeah.
And I'll first like flex pitch it and make it like perfect, like how I would sound, but it sounds like really robotic. And then I'll slam autotune literally all the way down, like all the way up, like the autotune's like booming. And I'll be like, okay, now you're gonna re-record this, but sing along to what you hear in your headphones. And they sing along to the track, and it comes out 10 times better.
Like, they just, like, kind of, like...
Because they follow along to what they did. Yeah. So they're following along to their song, like, hitting all the notes perfectly. And, yeah, they still fuck up, but less, you like, know? And it makes my job easier.
Only thing I'm thinking of is, like, I can't understand that because I can sing.
Oh, yeah, you know, like, yeah, but
might be a little bit douchey to say, but yeah, like,
you know, but like, okay, see, when you like, and that's one thing too, like, everyone, like, every person you record has a different voice, like,
yeah,
I have a, you have a different voice, like, and even though, like, you can sing, like, on my end, like, you're not bad, but on my end, like, I gotta adjust all my levels, because I have I've made, like, certain, like, presets that I use, mm-hmm. you know, for different people, but, like, when you come, it's like, okay, you kind of have, like, a softer voice, and you have a lot of dynamics, like, you'll be soft, and then you'll just get loud out of nowhere, so I gotta have that gain knob just, like, at that sweet spot, because if it's not, then you'll peak, and then it'll sound like shit, you know? Yeah. So, it, like, again, working with good singers, it's, like, it's challenging, you know. It makes your job easier, but at the same time, it's just you just gotta adjust to the person that you're recording, right?
That's yeah, you kind of have like a connection and a blend with each other. Yeah, that you kind of just know how each other works.
I had the hardest time, like, when you came to my house to record, I was like still like noob, like trying to. But now I've been in the trenches like for months now, and like I kind of have like, okay, like I gained a lot of experience just by
you're working there every freaking day, dude,
just by sitting there. And like, I, you know, now if you come back again, like I'll probably I'll like I'll probably fuck with you, like, you know, like, I'll probably give you some, you know, it's gonna sound a little better, right. You know, but,
yeah. The family band. How did it start?
So, my dad's always done music, and then when I was, he still has a band. It's not really doing much these days, but he had a band, but back, like, in the, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s, he got signed, and he did, I want to say, five albums on the label, and it was touring and stuff, like, had tour buses, and their radio play, and all that shit, and then for the sixth album, they were signed to Sony BMG, like the Spanish division. And I remember going to Walmart, and this is back when Walmart used to sell CDs, you know, they had
they still do, but
it used to be more like a Best Buy vibe, you know, where have the little
dude,
label.
Dude, there's barely any movies at Best Buy anymore.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That used to be my spot. Anyway,
I never went to Best Buy. I could never afford anything. I was really broke.
You were at Walmart.
So. Yeah, so I'd go to Walmart as a kid, and I'd look for my dad's CD, and it was there. You know,
that's crazy.
And then so
did you buy it, or did you just pass it?
Oh yeah, yeah, we would buy it. Over? Yeah, no, we would buy it. Yeah, you see, you know, and then like time passed, and then they had a falling out with their drummer or whatever, and then. I knew how to play drums. I wasn't that great. And he was like, well, it's about time you start. So I was like, okay. I was like 12, 13, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay. So I just got thrown into it. And then, I just, remember being 12. And, they were still kind of heavily touring. But, dude, I played the Coliseum in El Paso. It was fucking insane. Yeah. Going back to the hotel room, I had my own room for myself, you know? I was a freshman in high school. Dude. I would go to high school with fucking bands in my pocket, you know? And I spent it all on CVS, peach rings and kind of style fries. I was just an idiot, you know? Just an idiot. I had I would get paid anywhere from $300 to $500 a gig, you know, and it was back to back weekend, so I'd probably come home with $1,000 or something, you know.
Dude,
and I was just
as a freshman in high school,
I had no bills, you know. I was at home, I would just bring my money to school, and I spent it all in fucking Arizona's and peach rings.
Were your parents cool with you having parties and stuff? Did you ever have parties?
No, dude. No.
And ball out and just, ooh.
No, dude. I wish. No, dude. I think that's one reason why for a while when I turned 21, when I went off the walls, was because of that reason. Because I grew up so strict, I couldn't sleep over at any of my friend's house, you know,
religious or
it's not, no, not really religious, just strict Mexican parents, dude. I don't know, just it's just the vibe. And then I remember one time, Joey got drunk at my house, and then he had to sleep over, and I was so excited. I was like, dude, it's a fucking sleepover, you know? It was so gay, because I'm 24, oh, dude.
I'm 24.
He's you want to watch a movie? You want to play a game? You know?
Oh, shit.
I never experienced that growing up as a kid, because I wasn't allowed to. And so, that really sucked, but, fuck. Believe it or not, I used to go to church every single day. Yeah, I guess it was religious. Yeah, I guess it was.
Okay.
I used to go to church. Not every single day, but I'd probably go to church maybe 4 days out of the week.
Did you play drums in the church too?
Yeah,
I played drums in the
church. And then I was I don't know. And then I was doing the whole Christian band thing. And I actually believed that I was a good person. You know, that I was doing something good and shit. And then
and now
I
you
21,
realize.
Had the first Modelo, and I was fuck this. You know? Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Dang, dude. You have any crazy tour stories from that at all?
No. just, no.
Crazy TJ stories?
Oh, there's a lot of TJ
stories. There's a lot of TJ stories. There's never not a TJ story.
There's a couple TJ stories, but this is a long time ago, though. I was not heavily going, but I was going. I more so went to TJ. I would party in TJ when I was 18 to 21.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I was really hitting HK and and like all the clubs down there and stuff. But it all kind of changed once I turned 21 because like I didn't really need to.
Yeah.
But I'll still say like any club in TJ is better than not. Most clubs are better in TJ than they are in the States, because it's just better down there, dude. There's like no rules. You can do whatever.
I'd still be scared.
Just don't be an idiot.
Like, I just feel like, I mean, I'm probably a little bit ignorant, but I just feel like with my luck, I'd get stuck there. That's just
no. Not if you're me. An idiot. Not if you're an idiot. It, you know, literally like, TJ is fine. Just don't draw too much attention to yourself. Don't get belligerent drunk and just get stupid, like white girl wasted. You know, like that's how you get arrested.
But that's my favorite.
I know. It's kind of hard, but, you know, you got to refrain, you know?
Like, you got to refrain.
But it's a little dangerous, you know? Yeah. It's a little
it's dangerous.
But that's kind of cool, though. It's like, oh, shit. Like, you know, we out here, you
kinda,
know? Like,
it's kind of sexy.
Yeah. It's great. And then the tacos are great, bro.
Do you miss playing drums?
No, I play drums all the time.
Oh, well. All
right, then. Yeah, I play drums... Right now, I'm playing for Cartel Band. They're not in the cartel, but like they play for some people and I've been jamming with those. And that's another project that I was just busy with. Just
you've gigging. Been jamming during quarantine, yeah, sir. I've been
playing gigs, dude. Like I've been playing gigs. I've been turning up. I've been cooking up. Like I've done everything, dude. You saw me when I had my broken knee, dude. I was still in the mix, dude. Like, ain't no coronavirus gonna keep me out of the mix, dude. Come on, dude. Like, you know, like I was in crutches. I was at the club in crutches, dude. Like you got me fucked up, you know?
Like, yeah, I saw you like with a beer in your hand and your broken foot in the next.
I'd open up beers with my crutch, you know? Like,
oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so a little coronavirus, a little flu.
That's like your hidden talent, though, with
I could open
carabiners, keys, spoons, anything. You can open a beer.
Anything.
Phones, yeah. Dude, it's so weird.
I could open up a beer with anything, I think.
What about that chain?
I don't want to fuck it up.
You gotta, like, lasso it around and pop it.
Scratch it.
How much was that?
I don't want to talk about it.
How much was that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Shout out Trump Daddy.
Trump Daddy?
It was a stimulus drip, cuz.
Gosh.
That stimulus. Stupid.
Dude, the world's so crazy right now.
Dude.
Did you wear a mask around, like, around places when you went out in public? Or were you one of those, like...
No, nah. I did. Well, I would try, but, like, oh, shit, you know, whatever, but, you know, fuck.
Yeah.
And then one time they wouldn't let me into Chevron, I was like, oh, fuck, okay. So I keep a mask in my car, you know?
Yeah, same.
And, like, now it's just kind of like they won't, like, I don't know here, but where I live, it's like... You it's like mandatory. If you're gonna go into a business, you have to wear your mask.
Really?
When you win, yeah.
Dang.
So yeah, I keep one on me, just for legal purposes.
Did you know anyone that got sick or?
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That got it.
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know if I can say it, like, but you know.
Can you tell me off, like? Offline and everything.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool. Cool.
Well, he didn't get it, but his family did.
His whole family did, but he didn't. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. 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 Me?
Yeah, was I around this person?
No, you weren't. No, you haven't seen this person in a while.
I was asking.
Oh, me? Yeah, but he got cleared already. The whole family got cleared.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they all got tested.
Oh, I didn't think about but that. For, I let you in my bit. House?
No, dude. Corona on the mic, you know? Like, no. They went to the hospital, got treatment. You know, no, dude, they were in their house for a long time, dude. A long time they were in their house, you know, just flushing it out. And then they all got tested and negative, and it's like they stayed in longer, you know?
That's crazy.
And now everything's set. Everything's good now. And I feel like it's such a fucking, like, I feel like it's kind of fake, dude. Like, The internet makes it seem like it's like, oh,
you're gonna, well, yeah,
it, you get that you're gonna die in 3 days, you know.
Like, the media definitely plays to the negatives,
and it's like it's really not that bad. Like hearing from like the actual person how it was,
mm-hmm.
he was like, yeah, I mean, it was just a really bad fever the first day, and then that was it. It was just like normal.
There's I believe he's a comedian, Michael Yo, but he had gotten it, and he like almost died from it. But he also had pneumonia, I believe.
Mm.
And I feel like the pneumonia with it is what caused it to be so deadly. And mm-hmm. that maybe if he didn't have pneumonia and just got the COVID, maybe it wouldn't have been as bad. But I don't know. I mean, there's people that have died from it and everything. So
no, yeah. Knows? And, you know, it sucks.
It's still kind of up in the air of like, I mean, I still throw a mask on pretty much anytime I go out. I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, and I think those customs are gonna stay, dude. Like I think this COVID thing like really like it changed like how people are going to do things from now on, you know? Like,
yeah. And then right after that the riots
and everything. Shit, dude, it's just crazy, dude. But fuck.
Have you been to a protest or?
Nah, dude. No. Nah, I don't want to get fucked up by police, dude.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to the people out there, dude. Like, yeah, I fuck definitely. With the movement 100%. But it's just crazy, man. Like, I don't know. I personally don't think that things will change, you know? Because
when it's tough to say. I mean, it can't. It could not be now. Could be like in another 100 years if we even make it that long.
That's what
aliens,
I was
aliens will probably be here before that. But
dude, our kids are still gonna be fighting this shit. Dude.
Oh yeah,
and maybe like in 500 years, like it'll be something completely different. But we're not gonna see the change that.
Yeah,
it's gonna take years and years and decades, dude. To, I mean, what since when did Lincoln free the slaves? Like butt fuck ago, like. You know, and then MLK, like, the whole shitload ago, you know, and yeah. There's still, like, this shit going on, and it's like, nah, dude, it's definitely not gonna happen in our lifetime, but...
I hope it does, but...
You know, one step at a baby steps, I guess, dude, eventually, hopefully.
Who knows, though, man, because, like, they could have been thinking that same thing during the MLK shit, and then, you know, they got the civil rights passed, mm-hmm. or whatever, I believe. I'm terrible at history.
Yeah, I was pretty good, but I
don't know. But they made a change. They probably didn't think, you know, that they would do it, but I'm sure they had hope at least. And they did, and they did it.
The thing is, people are evil, dude. Like,
oh yeah,
humans are animals.
Some people you're just not gonna change. Some people just won't change.
People just have that, like, humans have like that, like. Like an evil spine in every human has a little bit of evil in them, you know, and just like basic human instinct, you know, and some are worse than others. But I think for the most part, like I think peace is non-existent. When has peace ever been a thing? I think peace is just an idea. It's not real.
Hmm.
I don't like, this is what I think, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, to me, peace is just an idea. Because when has there ever been peace? There's people dying left and right in different countries. There's this shit. There's racism. There's hate. There's all this shit.
I mean, yeah, you'll never have, like, pure peace. Because, I mean, people will still just hate people. But you can at least, you know, make changes in the societies to, you know, just make things equal.
Yeah.
Like, to where, like, if a black man kills someone, he doesn't get, like, 10 years or whatever.
Yeah,
and, no. Like, a white man kills someone and he gets 3 months.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude. Yeah, I think, like, and it made me realize, dude, like, the U.S. is just as corrupt as Mexico.
Oh, really?
The thing is, like, Mexico is upfront about it. Like they know they're corrupt. Like, everyone knows. But the U.S. is still corrupt, but they're, like, they're low-key about it, you know? And
they just lie, and they're like, no.
I think that's what pisses me off more. Like, I wish, like, they would just be straight up, you know? And,
yeah.
And I don't know. It's, like, weird.
It's weird. Mexico's crazy, though.
Mexico's just... Dude. Sometimes it's like, dude, Mexico should get nuked, bro.
They don't give a shit.
Like, all the violence is going on, dude. And then I stumbled across, like, this, like, it's called, like, El Blog del Narco. And it's just, like, this, just cartel violence, dude. And I saw some, like,
deep type
shit.
What's the title mean?
It's, like, the narco blog.
Oh, okay.
And it's just, like, just, it's crazy what human people will do to other people. It's like, it's crazy what people will do to other people. You know, it's crazy what people do to other people. It's so like,
as opposed to the other people, you know?
Yeah. You know, and then there's people.
Yeah. No, like all the ISIS shit.
Bro, I think,
well, even people in the States, like serial killers and shit in the States,
where was that one video?
Is this?
Dude, I've seen some ISIS videos, dude, and the cartel ones are so much worse. Dude.
Really?
They're so much worse. I think cartels are a bigger threat than ISIS.
I haven't seen either. I don't think I want to. No. I'll pass on it.
Yeah, I would pass.
The cartel's worse, really?
Dang. Yeah, videos, because I've seen ISIS videos, like, and they're just like, eh.
Desensitized.
People dying, you know, but then the cartel is like, oh my god, like, why would you do that? Like, we need to nuke Mexico. Like, it's crazy, dude. Like, it's like, oh my, some shit you see, and it's like, dude, you can't even believe it. It's like, really, dude? Like, damn. This is what people do to each other.
Have you ever come across, like, the cartel in a situation or anything? Or
no, not that I know of.
Yeah.
You never really know who's in the mix.
But you never got into, like, any trouble or anything?
No, dude, no. Not like that.
Just so happen to bump into someone, and you're like, what
the fuck? I probably have. I mean, yeah, for sure, yeah. I've bumped into some people.
Spilled someone's drink, sure. Yeah.
But it's like, I'm not, like, you know, it's like, I'd never attract too much attention to myself in, like, situations like that or gigs that I go play and stuff, so... It's just like a job for me. I do my job and then I'm gone. You know, I get paid and I'm out. You know,
so crazy, man. I have a coworker that was telling me about this one Spanish band that was making maybe like $12,000 a show.
Oh yeah, probably yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, there's more, dude. That's crazy. I know people that make like $80,000 a show, like. Yeah, there's some bands that I know personally that they go play at a nightclub and it's like $5,000 a set, you know. But that's the same thing with like rock bands and shit, you know. Like, yeah. it's just like what is?
How much do you think Post gets paid?
A lot, probably at least $100,000 a show. More than $100,000. More for sure.
Dang,
Drake probably gets like $1 million a show. Yeah. So yeah.
I don't even want to know how much the tickets are.
Well, when I went to go see Post Malone, the promoter told me tickets were eighty bucks. I paid $80,
mm-hmm.
And he said that Post Malone came out. He did 3.5 songs, and dipped. And he said that they paid him $20,000 for that.
Why just 3.5 songs?
I don't know. It was that same night he played in L.A. with Tommy Lee. And so I'm there, like, at 10 thinking, oh, Post Malone's going to play his set, you know. No, yeah. Dude. Like, and I realized, oh, I'm a fucking idiot. You know, I just spent, like, $160, like, for this shit and bottles and all that shit. No, he just came out. The club closed at 2. He came out at 1:30. Played 3.5 songs and dipped.
And it's like, dude, that's bullshit.
Fuck, dude, you know? But so many people, all the rappers, that's why I don't go to club gigs anymore. Like, whenever you see, like, oh, like, Future is playing at, like Omnia Club or whatever. So mm-hmm. I don't go to that shit because, like, it's fucked, you know? Like, same thing, I think Tyga, like, showed up. Like, he didn't go on until, like, maybe 2:30, did, like, 2 songs and then dipped, you know? It's, like, so fucked.
Jeez. Do you have a favorite rapper? Is it Post?
It used to be Post.
Yeah.
It's Nav now. But even, like, I don't know. I go through phases, like, I loved the first Post Malone album. That's what kind of made me get into the whole, like, hip-hop thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really identified myself with him. Like, oh, like, you did metal? I do metal. You know? I did metal. You like beer? Oh, I like beer. You know? It's like you're kind of ugly. I'm kind of ugly. You know? Like, it's like, if you could do, I could do that. You know? And that's, it just felt really inspiring. And like, yeah, low-key, that's like kind of a reason why I started doing what I do now. And then I bumped, I'm called Stony, I think.
Yeah.
I bumped that shit every single day. Every single day.
Every single day.
And then Beer Bongs and Bentley came out, and I was like, I don't really like this. I didn't like that one. I didn't like that album. Even though everyone loves it.
I don't think I've heard that full one. That's the one with 21 Rockstar or whatever.
Because Rockstar came out, and I was like, oh, fuck. This shit goes. Yeah, you know?
I like that song.
And I was like, this, you know, shit about a slap, and then it didn't for me. But it did way better in sales than Sony did, so it worked for him for sure. But to me, it was like, eh.
Do you like Hollywood's Bleeding?
Nah, I mean, yeah. I don't honestly. I don't really listen to albums. I like that song, that joint he did with Future and Halsey.
Oh, that one's good. Yeah, Die for Me, I think.
Yeah.
That one's dope.
My favorite part's Future though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that shit goes.
When's Halsey? That's a good part.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, nightmare recording session stories?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Goes down smooth, huh?
Ugh. You want some?
No.
I was, this dude hit me up for a session. And I was like, yeah, dude, for sure. Like, you know, I gave him my rate.
Yeah.
He's like, gas, I'm going to pull up. It's like me and two homies. And I'm like, for sure, dude, pull up. You know, and, you know, I pulled to the studio. It's him and his two homies. And he plugs in. He's a producer. He plugs in his laptop and stuff. And I'm just kind of there just like, I'm like the house engineer. Just, you know, whenever mm-hmm. he's done making the beat, I'll record the people, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, he's like, oh, my homies are here. And I was like, oh, cool, more people, you know? I thought people always, you know, it's usually, like, friends or your girlfriends or whatever. Literally, it was, like, eight. It was, like, I think it was, like, seven just, like, big, fucking scary-looking, like, just gang black dudes. And then they're like, oh, yeah, these homies bang. They bang, you know, their bloods and shit. You know, I'm like, oh, fuck. And then two of them had guns. So I'm there just like at two in the morning. It's like, oh, shit. You know, like just trying just like, oh, yeah, dude. Like, yeah, do it again, bro. This shit goes, you know, like. So that was kind of scary. I didn't book them again. you know, actual guns in the stew. So. And. Yeah, I mean.
Any terror.
But that's part of the music business. Dude. Yeah. Like you're going to bump into that shit. Yeah. You know, like. For some reason, like gangs and is affiliated with music. Like, it's weird because even like you think like I know people laugh and stuff. Like, oh, Mexican music, like they don't think it's like violent, but it's violent as shit. You know, like some of those parties are like, oh my god, where am I, dude? You know, and it's like, fuck. Okay, just gonna.
Aren't you usually like plastered when you play?
No, I know. I used to be, but then I kicked it back. It depends. Yeah, it depends. You know, when I'm playing, for example, I played a show in, I think it was South Central. Yeah, I played a show in South Central. Like, they called me. I'd be like, yo, I need a drummer. Like for sure, pull up. Gave them my rate. I pull up to the gig, and it's like, okay, cool. Start playing and stuff, and it's just like a regular house party, and they keep on getting hours, you know, and these hours aren't cheap, dude. It's 400 an hour, and just like, I'll get them, you know, another
so they
another
just
hour.
Like when like the hour's about to run up, they so, like yeah. Oh, another one.
So the contract's like it'll be like, you know, 400 an hour, 3 hours, that's mm-hmm. the contract, and anything after that's extra, has to be paid in full, like, and say so the 3 hours run up. They're still turning up another hour, and that hour is done, and another hour, and another hour. Before you know it, these motherfuckers are. It's like, before you know, I've played 8 hours, and like once it gets around like the sixth one, like these people are like, they've been doing some shit, and you know, and they get kind of violent and stuff. And I remember at this party, like a huge brawl broke out, and then they're like, okay, party's over, and cops don't come. It's like cops don't come in South Central like that, you know. I thought for sure, I was like, oh, once they hit like 12, you know, the cops are gonna pull. They never pulled up, dude. There was people, I shit you not, dude. There was people fighting on the street. There's people doing blow out on the hoods of cars. And I'm just like, where the fuck am I, dude? Like, get me the fuck. I was like, okay. But I kind of fucked with it a little bit. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But but then, like, yeah. But it's like you never know where you're going to bump into. And then another gig that I played, like, a good dude that I went to elementary school, I bumped into him, and he was like, oh, for sure. He DMs me. I bumped into him at a show that I was playing at. It was like a nightclub. And he got my info and stuff. And then like maybe like 2 weeks passed, and he's like, yo, my homies are trying to get like a little band together. And I was like, for sure, I got you, you know. And they sent me all the way like, I don't even know if it's San Diego anymore, like over, kind of like going towards El Centro, like way like mountain ranges and shit like that.
Oh really?
And it was like, it wasn't an address. They're like, bring a generator. And I was like, okay. We were literally playing like in like the hills of like borderline Mexico, borderline states. There was like these people pull up, and they got AKs, they got AR-15s, and they're just like just plowing into this like mountainside, and we're like just playing, you know, and then just like
that, just playing with their guns,
just they're just shooting away, and we're just playing the jams, and you know,
it's cool.
So you never really know what you're gonna get into, you know. It's kind of like you just gotta do your job and stay respectful, and then you know, because you never know, and you never know what other people are into. And it's a trip sometimes, you know, but music always comes with that. Like, it's always going to be turn up, drugs, girls, you know, and it just, that's just the vibe, dude, it comes with. Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know if I'd be able to handle that if I was in that situation.
I probably never
will be, so that's okay.
It is scary, yeah. It's just, but then again, like, I kind of grew accustomed to it because, like, I like grew up around like that type of music.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up around that music, and so it's like for me, it's like I've always heard about it, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
This shit, so it's not new to me, but for someone that like didn't grow up around this shit, or you know, has never ever seen that, it could be kind of like, you know,
I heard it's easier like, to learn Spanish like through singing. Is that true? Like no singing idea. In Spanish is like it's easier to learn than speaking it for some reason.
Probably because that's the melody, you know, it's like slower.
Yeah.
When people talk in Spanish, it's just fast.
Yeah. I need to learn some Spanish. Sing some songs.
Yeah. We're on that new reggaeton one.
Oh, yeah. When's that coming out?
Soon. As soon as Grimm drops his album, I'm going to use him to gain, like, traction into a song.
Yeah, you've been dropping a lot of songs.
Yeah. They've been doing that well, though.
they're not doing well.
One did okay. It was really good for my standards because before that, dude, like I'd drop a song, if I was lucky, I'd probably get like 100 plays in a week on Spotify. Now my numbers went up, but still, like it's still kind of shot, and it fucking pissed me off, dude. Like how come a girl posting a bikini pic gets more like attention than like something I've been working on for months, dude. And I was like, God damn it, dude. I spent all this money doing this video, recording the song, get mixed and mastered. I bought like three outfits, you know, like, and then like this girl just drops an ass pic, and it's like, yeah, dude, it's like, God damn it, dude. Like, son of a bitch, but it is what it is, you know? Like, maybe I gotta drop a booty pic.
You should. Use that as your profile pic. Oh, man. Yeah. Do you have a favorite song of the ones you released? I like the artwork a lot. I've seen you, like, getting more into, like, an AI type of look.
What's that?
Like, artificial intelligence, like robots.
Oh. Like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, dude, I love, oh, man. I don't know, dude, like, okay, so I feel like my vibe is, like, sad turn up.
Sad turn up?
That's what I'm going for, sad, all right. But it still kind of slaps, I can turn up to it, you know?
You can cry and drink your beer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. In a sad way, you know, like the beats will be like banging, but it's like kind of sad, you know. But then, like, yeah, I've been trying to like get into like that spacey, because I really like those like synth pads.
Yeah,
and like I love that spacey type,
that Chase Atlantic type.
Yeah, not as but like you know what I'm saying. But like more like me, because obviously if I come out with like a Chase Atlantic, like. Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, like I don't look the part, you know, so it's like I wouldn't come out with a song at that.
You could use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It's like this.
Dude, when I first heard Landon Tours, I thought he was a giant fucker.
Oh yeah, that feels.
And then I saw a music video for the first time for The Plot and You, and I was like, that guy's really scrawny.
Yeah,
he's got a gnarly voice, dude. So deep when he's as lows.
Is he taller than you?
He might be.
That fool's tall.
I gotta look up. Maybe it's skinny. Like on the internets.
I met him one time at a show. I was at Epicenter back when it was still a thing. In Mira Mesa.
I never went.
It kind of sucked. It was cool, but it kind of sucked. Soma was always better.
I like Soma. Good venue. Yeah. You still have a thing for vocalists and their patas?
I hate that shit. I hate that shit, dude. God. I just want to throw up thinking about it, dude. Like, I don't know how people...
All that barefootness on the stage.
Oh, God. I fucking hate that shit, dude. It's just so gross, dude. Like,
put some shoes on.
God damn.
At least some socks.
And then it's like... The people that do that are like, I guess, like, what, like hippies? You're like, I don't know, it might be. Like, these people would be walking around the parking lot, and I don't want to say names, but these people would be walking around the parking lot, like, barefoot and stuff. So by the time they play the show, the fucking sole of the foot, it's like, fucking, hey. Like, my skin, you know?
Hey. That guy is a hell of a vocalist, though, and he's such a good dude. I love him.
I know, yeah, I'm sure, I've never met him, but I'm sure he is.
But yeah, he's definitely rocking the barefoot.
But god damn, that shit.
I know you hate it.
That's the one thing I'd be like, dude, I don't fuck with this, dude. Damn.
You think that's like a... Are you a germaphobe?
No, I just think it's gross.
You just think it's gross?
It's just gross, dude. I just think feet are gross, dude. Like,
okay, you're one of those. There's like, got to be a thing for that. Like, that like doesn't like feet? Oh, let me find something. There's got to be.
It's not. I don't have a problem with feet. I mean, yeah, I do, you know? I don't know. I'm so indecisive, dude.
I got a problem with feet. I do, but
it's just gross, bro.
Oh my gosh!
God damn it! You better not post a damn interview, John. I'll kick your ass.
Oh well, fear of feet phobia, photophobia. That's what you got, or don't? I don't know.
Like
photophobia.
I don't know. I don't hate my feet. But, like, I would never wear sandals, you know?
Well, that's because that's just a terrible fashion statement.
Yeah, like I was at a coffee shop. I've started to drink coffee, actually. I was at a coffee shop the other day.
Don't give in, man.
Ordering my coffee. And then it was just dudes in sandals. And I was like...
Just disgusted.
It's kind of.
You're like, I don't want coffee now.
It's just like,
I don't want coffee now.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, I guess I am. Like,
just have a bitter taste on your tongue now.
Yeah, but that shit's gross as fuck, dude. Especially when they put their bare ass foot on the monitor. And, like, I would hate to be in front row watching the band, dude. Imagine
being at the monitor and they put their foot up. And
a dirty ass foot.
It kind of bonks you in the nose a little bit. And you're just like,
crusty ass foot, dark ass foot.
Probably hair.
Hairy ass shit. Unclipped toenails. Like, it's in your fucking face, dude.
Scratching
it's
the cheek.
Sweating. Like, you already got motherfucker sweat on you from the people in the crowd. And don't you're need getting, foot. Like, and you know, they start pushing, so you're getting pushed into the foot. And it's like, fuck. Fuck that, dude. That shit
it's
is
like
so
that slow
gross,
shot.
You know?
Like, just like.
Yeah, and if you think about it, shoes are dirtier than feet. But how come, like, I'm not, like, ugh, when it's shoes, you know? That's. I don't know. Maybe my mind's just
probably
because
like shoes don't sweat and have hair. Some don't.
But I've smelled some nasty ass shoes though.
Yeah.
You remember like when motherfuckers were wearing Toms?
Oh,
how bad, dude! The, my Toms
that was one.
Smelled. But I
like,
didn't know
no
you
socks,
were supposed
right?
to wear socks with your Toms.
No,
I was just fucking.
No. You weren't supposed to.
That shit was gross.
I
dude.
Think.
I don't know. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why that was a thing. Like. Someone should have said something and be like, this shit
just became a trend. I mean, it was like a charity type thing. Like, you know, you buy a shoe, they give a shoe to whatever.
Yeah, but I didn't give a shit about the charity. You know, I did it because I wanted to look seen. You
well,
know?
You know, but that's what became a trend and all like the scene bands were doing it. And that's what
yeah.
all the scene fans
yeah,
do.
I just
it.
Really wanted to be in Attack Attack. Like,
I think, I don't know.
God, I loved Attack Attack. I still love Attack Attack.
Dude, you should listen to, there's a podcast called The Downbeat. And I think Lead Singer Syndrome has him, but like things with Caleb Shomo, I don't know if you like him or not.
I like them in Attack Attack.
Yeah, well, he has like he'll like be on someone's podcast and they'll talk about like Attack Attack days. There's some cool stories.
Oh, really?
In there. Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah!
There's some cool stories. There's a dude, Lead Singer Syndrome, tons of freaking
really
tons of people. Yeah, I Prevail, Under Oath, like The Used, like August Burns Red, like no, tons of people.
Damn. Oh yeah,
some cool stories. I like tour stories.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have a shitty one?
A shitty tour story?
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, I got plenty, dude. But shit, you know, fuck. Dang. From what era? When you were in the band still, or no? Nah, I really.
We didn't have shit.
I mean, just when the van broke down.
Yeah,
just,
on that one tour.
In
yeah.
Kansas City, after we got paid $30 the and first night, just dude. I still
froze.
Tell that story, dude, to people. And it's like, I literally drove to Kansas City, Missouri for $30.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be a house.
It was so
shocking. It was fun, though. I mean, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was like this beat
in Missouri
house in Kansas
That's
City.
That's why you hate Kansas City.
Well, I got sick and pretty much couldn't sing for the rest of the tour, so
that
sucked.
It has nothing to do with Kansas City.
It has everything to do with Kansas City.
It was
City.
Cold.
It was cold.
It was
driving
cold.
Through Oklahoma, dude. Oh, my God.
Not fun.
I was driving. No, dude. I was driving, and I was shivering, dude. Like, I couldn't feel my feet. I couldn't feel my feet. I couldn't feel my hands. I felt like that one scene in Dumb and Dumber was like,
oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's
He's
what
like
I felt like.
His back.
And me and Gerardo were just like... And I'm like, dude, oh my fuck. I've never experienced such cold
dude,
in my life. Dude.
I remember getting to, I don't know where we were, like somewhere in the area. But
we stopped
like,
at that Walmart.
Stopped at that Walmart to get warm clothes.
Oh my God.
Dude, stepped into the Walmart, went out and got our clothes, bought them, headed back out to the door to go outside of the van.
Yeah.
Dude, when those doors opened and the wind rushed in, I was
God,
like,
dude,
I immediately
so
like
terrible.
Stood up all the way, turned around, was like, I'm changing.
Yeah. I put on like all my clothes I had because
everything
because I had
probably
I,
like seven idiot, pairs of
I,
socks.
I didn't know it gets that cold.
Dude,
I was like,
was,
fuck it, you know. Like, I've had never been out there ever.
In a busted van.
Like the AC, the AC went out, the defrost went out, the whole shit. So like, I was driving,
dude,
and I had a little napkin towel, and I was like, fuck. When I couldn't see anymore, like, all y'all sleeping, I'm just, like, driving, and I'm just, like, son of a bitch, I can't see, you know?
We slept in the gas station parking lot?
We slept in the gas station
okay,
parking
yeah,
lot.
Yeah.
I think the only reason I survived that night was I bought a bottle of Bacardi Gold at the gas station, and I was like, you know what, Mel, we're gonna fucking drink this, and we drink the whole thing.
Oh, you and Mel?
And then, yeah, me gosh. And Mel and Gerardo had a couple sips. No, Gerardo went in, too, and I think you were just sleeping in the back, and...
Gerardo, that guy's always that drinking every
yeah, Gerardo...
drinking
it's
every
a, it's,
day.
It's the vibes, you know?
But that kept you warm, though?
Yeah. And then I think that's what saved my life, honestly. Because it was so cold. I was so cold. I've never...
Shout out to Picard.
Cardi Gold.
Cardi Gold.
I had never experienced such cold. Like, it felt like knives it hitting my so bad. Fucking face, dude. It was, oh god, it was terrible.
That was the first day of tour. Like,
the first day of tour.
That was the first day of tour. Yeah. It was from California to Missouri, and then back to California, because that's where the rest. It was Texas, but it was in that area. So we had all of our dates on one side, and then just one Missouri date over here.
Yeah.
So we went ooh, and then back for everything else over here. And so, like, we should just cut that out. We should have just canceled that show.
Nah. But now...
Because I'm pretty sure that's what got me sick, and then I couldn't sing for the rest of the tour, basically.
Yeah. That whole tour was shot, though. Man. Like, but...
Fun stuff.
I love it, dude. Like, some of the best times.
Dude, I love Dallas. I loved Dallas.
Dallas was dope. I hated Houston.
Dude.
I fucking hated Houston. God, I never want to go back to Houston. Oh, God. It's just so...
The area that we were in, at least, like, dude, that was not
Houston just reminded me of TJ. Yeah. And it's like, maybe if I was drunk, I'd probably like Houston. But I was just like, it was just hot, dude. I don't like the heat at all. It sucked. Dude. I despise the heat. I hate summer, bro. And, like, I can't do hot. And
I'd rather play Houston three nights in a row than do Missouri.
I'd rather do Missouri.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stand the hot.
Well, neither can I, but, like, that was cold, dude.
It was cold. I remember I sat in McDonald's.
It's not always cold.
But it was cold that day, that time. It was, oh, my God, it was horrible.
We went ice skating in Kansas City during
But you're also like, kind of built for that, you know, like I don't know, like me, like I come from like a warmer climate, you know, like I'm not climate. Used to that, you
I'm
know.
From here.
Oh, I thought you were from like back east.
No.
Oh no, I don't know why I thought that.
From the Midwest.
Where did I get that from? Like, what the
thought you were from back east. Why?
I have no idea where. I don't know, dude.
That's a weird one. You don't usually get that.
Oh
yeah!
Oh Compton!
Oh man!
Oh, you grew up in Mexicali? Oh shit!
You lost your vape? Oh no!
Oh no!
What about I know there's a good one from Europe, right?
I don't remember Europe, dude. I was fucked up the whole time. I literally I've been around the world and I don't remember. Because I've just been hammered the whole time. But I just remember it was sick as fuck.
Yeah.
It was like the best times of my life.
Definitely. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I wish you were there, but you know.
Yeah, it would have been fun. No, I even said that back like before I had quit. Like I was like, dude, it'd be a dope experience for sure. But I just like as a band, I didn't think it would do much for us.
And it didn't. But it's like.
I'm
gonna go to Europe, bro. Yeah, you know,
you got the experience now, man. Yeah. And that's what's dope, dude. There's one venue. Was it like a hell one?
Oh yeah,
it was like a circle venue with like pillars around the circle.
Yeah, that venue was dope,
dude. That it looked dope.
Amoroso was playing the day after us.
That was like a what was it? Was it Satan's Hollow?
Yeah, Satan's Hollow.
Dude,
in Manchester, dude. Oh my fucking Manchester. God, dude. The traffic in Manchester and London is way worse than LA.
Really?
It's so bad. It is terrible.
How was it driving?
I almost killed like everybody in the van, dude. I was so just like over that shit because I drove the whole tour.
Why?
Zach and Gerardo helped me like a couple nights on the Autobahn because the van was thick. The van was thick.
I would have been any help either.
I drove, dude. So here's what I would do: like, I would drive all day. As soon as I got to where we're going, because I was like, I went to Europe to fucking turn up, bro. It was a turn up tour, you know. It wasn't Redeemer; it was all the Revive turn up tour, you know. And that's why I went to Europe. And we drive all day, get to the venue, you know, and then play the show, sober up, and back to driving. Drive all night, maybe sleep 2-3 hours. At 3 hours, at not even like 2 hours, hour and a half.
Jeez.
Repeat. So I lost my voice. I couldn't talk. I was talking like this. But for some reason, I could still scream. And I don't know how the fuck. I don't know how the fuck it
happened. I'm not just saying this because I'm a vocalist, but like, dude, you of all people needs to be resting.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. Because like I tried that when I babied my voice.
You're gonna screw your voice.
That's when like my vocal sounded like the worst. Is when I like when I would like drink tea and all that shit, and then I was like, you know what, fuck it, and then it just it works so much better now.
Drink tea, like, don't drink tea, but get rest.
Oh yeah, rest is important for sure.
That's what I was talking.
Oh, I thought you meant like cut back, you know, like you know, just take it easy, but.
No, I meant sleeping, get rest.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I can't sleep in the front seat, dude. I can't sleep sitting down, dude. I have to be laying
down. Kick someone out of the back.
But it was a small ass van, like, dude. Get out! And we took like 8 people. It was terrible, but it was so much fun.
Man, I heard you lost a key or something, or
multiple times.
Your hotel
got
key
got locked out of the hotel rooms that we paid for. And I couldn't sleep in my hotel room, you know, because I lost the key, you know, I got locked out or I left the key inside, and this happened like 3 different times.
Why didn't you just keep it like in your wallet or?
I was just.
Because you know you're gonna take your wallet with you.
I was
when you
like
go
zo-
out.
I was like zombie mode, dude. I was just kind of like, okay.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
I was just like just overly exhausted. I came home and I slept for maybe like a week straight, dude. Like I was so tired.
Yeah, what's the jet lag?
No, it's just, yeah, I guess so. Like, yeah, I get, yeah. But it's no, just like the staying up and just like lack of sleep, dude. And then the alcohol, like, really drains.
All the alcohol,
dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw all the pictures.
Yeah, dude, that shit takes a toll.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it took me a while to, like, snap out of it. Like, and that's how it is every tour, because, like, it takes me like at least 2 weeks to like, okay, I'm back home.
Yeah,
now.
I remember when we finished the last tour that we had together, you're like, all right, none of you motherfuckers text me for like 3 weeks.
Cause I was so dumb, bro. I was so dumb. And that's how I was in Europe. I was like, don't fucking call me. Like,
you don't call me. You don't talk to me now.
You're fucking dead to me, dude. Like, you fucking died. I left you over there, you know? But then like, once I'm like, okay, I get like my meets, and even the, yeah, like I'll make the effort to like let's say we pull up to like a city and I'll be like, I need a break from these motherfuckers. Or just in general, I just need like, I need to go by myself, eat like a fly ass dinner and sip some good ass beer and just by myself, you know. Yeah, I'll just take Uber and just like,
yeah,
I'll Google a restaurant, all right, gas, you know, like fuck you guys. And I'll come back refreshed, you know. Sometimes yeah. You know, everyone needs their own their me time. And yeah, I think that kept me. That's what keeps me sane, for sure.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I remember being in Dallas for sure, and I was like, seeing if any of you guys wanted to walk around or anything. No one wanted to do shit. So I was like, well, all right, I'm gonna go have some me time. But then Tony tagged along, so me and Tony mommed around Dallas. We did the same thing in Portland, dude. Portland was dope. I remember walking past a street that just had a bunch of trees making an archway over the street, like from each side. Mm-hmm. Dude, I just walked down it just because I had to. I took a video and everything. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
God, I hate trees.
You hate trees? I hate cyclists. There's a lot of them in Portland.
Oh, God, I fucking hate cyclists, dude.
Would you ever ride a motorcycle?
No.
No?
No, I mean, a dirt bike, yeah, but like on the street, nah, dude.
Why?
That shit's scary. Anyone could just like slam into you, you know, and then you're dead.
Yeah, I mean, but that can. I understand, like you're open to the world on a bike. You're not enclosed in the car, but like, I mean, it still can happen in a car. You could get hit and then die, but I know it's different on a bike.
Yeah.
Like someone nicks your wheel in the back, maybe a little bit. You're just like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. I think after I fractured my knee, I'm a lot more careful. Like, I don't.
What'd you do again?
I fell off a ladder.
Shit.
Yeah, I fell off a ladder. I just cracked my knee.
Was it, like, not locked in? No one was watching you or what?
It was locked in, but, dude, like, I was a little heavier at the time. So, imagine, like, Yeah, so, I landed standing up on my left leg. But imagine, like, 220 pounds just coming down full force on one leg, you know, from, like, maybe 10. It was, like, 10. It was, like, a 10-foot ladder.
So, you're telling me.
Had I been skinnier?
That's your fat ass.
Had I been skinnier, I probably wouldn't have fractured my leg.
It's all that McDonald's, man.
Yeah, I love McDonald's.
Oh yeah, that's what I want to talk to you about. The chainsaw thing.
Oh.
I just bring up a trauma.
Ew.
What happened with that?
I cut my lip with a saw. Like,
so to give it a little kiss.
Yeah, no, I was cutting.
Like your chain broke or something, right?
No,
or...
I was cut. So one thing with big chainsaws, it's kind of like a shotgun where it has a kickback to it. So when you're cutting something with a chainsaw, you gotta grab it really firm,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want the tip of the saw to touch anything, because if the tip of the saw of the bar like touches like another log, it'll swing up, you know, directly at you. And that's what happened. I was just rushing, and accidents happen when you rush.
That's scary.
So I was just like in a hurry, just like, all right, just trying to get this shit done, cuz I'm trying to get the fuck out of here, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was just doing that, and then that shit just kicked back and just like, but and it happened so fast, like, I don't know if the, like, with, like, my, like, hand motion like this,
mm-hmm.
like, I hit the brake on it, and when you hit the brake, the chain stops, like, steady, you know, just, or if maybe the chain got, like, jammed or something, or, anyways, it swung back at me, and it just, like, boom, it's like I got socked in the face by, like, Mike Tyson, but with a sharp, you know? And then my gums like turned purple, and I thought for sure, I was like, man, I'm gonna lose some teeth. I was like, I'm gonna lose some teeth for sure, dude. I was ready for it. I was like, ah, fuck, I'm gonna lose my teeth. Fuck.
Did it hit your teeth?
No, it hit me right here.
Oh, jeez.
But it's like I got socked in the face, you know, and yeah. that shit kicks back really hard, and my whole lip was like open, and I was just bleeding everywhere, just gushing blood.
Was it just like reflex that it like you popped it back off of you, like it hit you and you popped it back off?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it didn't hit me. It didn't hit me full force, but mm-hmm. it hit me pretty hard.
I can only imagine like if it hit you and it just like stayed.
Oh, dude. I would have been done. I would have been ugly. But yeah, so my gums turned like purple and shit, and they were purple for a little bit. I thought I was gonna lose my teeth, but no, it was just like I just got socked in the face by fucking just like.
How crazy would it be if like that fixed your lisp?
Oh God, I know. But I remember
it wouldn't be the same though.
I know
you gotta have.
There's some days where my lisp is worse.
My lisp is worse.
Yeah, then like yeah. Sometimes it's really some days it's really bad, dude. Like I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think it's so messed up how that word has an S in it.
Dude, fuck whoever made that word, dude. That shit's so fucked up.
Oh man.
Yeah. We were tracking with Ben and Colin at the time, and we were doing the sacrifice. A song. The sacrifice. Sacrifice. And I remember screaming like, blah, 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 and then I'm like, my lip would come undone. I'm like, oh shit! Put this bitch back together, you know.
Because
I told the dude, he was like, "You need stitches." I'm like, "I don't want stitches, like, cause it's gonna mess up my face."
It's gonna mess.
So
up
they
my
put like
face.
Some, they put like some like medical glue or whatever on my lip, like to like kind of hold. But it wasn't like it would still come undone. So like,
I'd be like, "Let me just put this back together."
Yeah, I'd be like, and then like I'd feel like blood. And I'm like, "Oh shit, my lip." So I'd like kind of just hold. I was like, "Give me a second." And I sit there for like 10 minutes, like holding my lip back together. I'm like, okay.
I've had that happen when I've like my lips got so dry and then they cracked and everything. But.
Yeah, but everything here was solid though. Like,
Hell yeah.
They work. Big brown lips.
Big brown lips.
A hot bug.
Well, shoot, man. It's been fun catching up. It's been a while since I've seen you.
I know. I kind of wish there was some, like, low-key beef between you and me, so it would give, like, a...
Nice drama effect.
Yeah, because people still DM me, like, oh, are you and Josh still cool? Like, yeah, we're still cool. Like, you know, what's up? But I kind of wish, like, oh, no, like, fuck that fool. I kind of wish it was, like a little spicy beef, you know,
to make it more interesting. If there was any beef, it would have been between Chris, like, because, like... I mean, I don't. It's probably no secret that like Chris and I have butt heads before. Like
everyone,
but like, dude, when it comes down to it, like I don't have a problem with Chris either. Like he's a good dude. Yeah, I think he's funny. I think he's hilarious. And like his voice acting, dude, that shit's so funny.
Has that fool had me dying, dude.
Dude, has he kept going with that?
No, not recently. We did the Coors Light one, we did the Boot Barn one, and a couple... Oh, we did, like, this Army one that was really fucking funny.
The Boot Barn.
I think my... Yeah, the Boot Barn. That's my favorite one, the Boot Barn. And the Coors Light.
Coors Light.
He just has a really good sense of, like, comedy and, like...
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Like, that humor that I like, it's like, what's that... What's those fools called? Comedy Central, like...
What are those fools called?
Keel and Peele, I think.
Oh, yeah, Key and Peele.
Yeah, I get that kind of vibe from it. It's like, that's just funny as fuck. Like, I like it.
Dude, have you seen Get Out or Us?
Yeah, both.
So good.
Slap.
So yeah. Good, man. Oh, I love those movies.
Yeah. Shit goes.
I think he's making a new one, or maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I just want him to.
I hope so.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's been good talking to you. Good to see you. And those pretty brown lips.
It's been a while. Mm-mm. It's been a while.
Yeah. Where can people find you? Music, socials.
Just hit me up. I'm always on the block.
Jenny on the block.
Yeah. Alder Revive. Spotify. Apple Music. Twitter. Alder Revive. Instagram. Alder Revive. Yeah. That's pretty much it. I make like that SoundCloud shit, that metal shit, anything you need, I got you.
Hell yeah. But just like, be good when you come into the studio.
Be good?
Yeah, be good.
Oh, like, yeah, be good when you come
Don't
into the
studio. Don't be
trash. Yeah. Don't bring alcohol.
And your blood friends.
Don't bring drugs.
Don't bring your blood friend.
Don't bring guns, please. Don't bring drugs. Don't bring alcohol.
All right, it's been fun, man. I love you, brother.
All right, bro.